Hi.
Need to turn down the pants. Ready?
Yeah.
Cause in the spring, one sunny day, my good girl left me, she'd gone away.
Now she's gone, and I don't worry, but I'm sitting on top of the world.
Said, come on, Daddy, Lord, I need you so.
Now she's gone, and I don't worry, but I'm sitting on top of the world. Now she's gone, and I don't worry, but I'm sitting on top of the world.
Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Show me a woman, though, what a man can trust.
Now she's gone, and I don't worry, but I'm sitting on top of the world.
Sound of the southbound freight, the high speed hum of a passenger train becomes a part of a soul hardened in mind of a boy who's raised by the railroad line. Sound of the whistle
at the crossing road, and the tanks and the trucks and the tractors on the flat car low,
becomes a part of a soul, a hardened in mind of a boy who's raised by the railroad. And the big round penny that you lay on the rails and the wheels mash flat, and the clips of the ladies and the pictures of the men and the engineer's hats. The brakeman waves from a red caboose. It's a part of the past, never quite turns loose, but it's a part of the soul, a hardened mind of a boy who's raised by the railroad line.
Mm-hmm.
sound of the whistle
at the crossing the road. And the tanks and the trucks and the tractors on a flat bottom
becomes a part of a soul, a heart and a mind of a boy who's raised by the railroad line. And the big round penny that you lay on the rails and the wheels smash flat, a glimpse of the ladies and the pictures of the men in the engineer's hat, the brakeman waves from a red caboose, it's a part of the past, never quite turns loose. Well, it's a part of the soul, the hardened mind of a boy who's raised by the railroad line, of a boy who's raised by the railroad line.
Yeah. Thank y'all very much.
Darn too.
Yep. We're the Seldom Seen. And this is John Duffy. Mr. I like your attire.
Sort of the Kmart mannequin look.
Shoppers, aisle 12.
What are you talking about me? You look like the cover of What's Happening Now.
Oh, I swear. Well,
it's my Tony Rice look. That's right, man.
Okay.
I think the last time y'all played down here, Tony played. I'm not sure. No?
No. No. That was a Dino. That's an outdoor thing.
You were operating that day.
You were on duty at the sperm bank that day.
Oh.
And couldn't make it.
Okay, well, I've introduced you. You can introduce
yourself. Okay, okay, the rest of you, okay. And I'll start with you.
Okay. I was afraid of that.
Actually, if you loan me those pants, I can fix them so they'll fit.
I know, off the rack, no problem. Anyway, this gentleman's been back with us for about a year, and we're just tickled to death to have him back because I think he's the finest voice there's ever been in this kind of music and could be in lots of kinds of music. And last week, he just found out that Fleetwood Mac was not a Cadillac dealer. That is the man himself, John Starling.
Thank you. Is this not a motley crew of old farts? Really, give me a break. Over there, look at him. He's still got on his Ivy League sweater from UVA. 1906.
He graduated in it. It stands at attention in the corner. But it's the sweater, booby. But as far as we're concerned, he's as fine a five-string banjo player as you'll ever hear, Mr. Ben Eldridge. The gentleman standing behind with the long hair, he's the one who walks around the airport. I'm a musician. You know, with that look, you know.
Now, be easy on him. He's from North Carolina.
I know. He's a result of the... you know, the Coleman Gas and Family Planning Center in Mayodan. Right.
And our motto is...
What is your motto? No guts. But you all probably remember him with Doc Watson for 15 years. He figured Doc could make it on his own, and he looked for someone who needed help. And that was us. And we're certainly glad he did choose us because he's the finest bass player you'll hear, Mr. T. Michael Coleman.
Last but not least, on the far left, Mr. Legend himself on the dobro, who's going to pleasure us with a fairly long instrumental. It's a combination of two tunes. Mike Aldridge. Yeah. I don't know if he can pick or not. We'll let his playing speak for itself. Here's the House of the Rising Sun, Something Else. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Oh, you all are wonderful, as always, and thanks a lot for being here.
No, thank you.
This was in tune last week. Well, you just never know about things like this. And right now, I'm sober, that's why I don't have much to say. It was quite a rush this afternoon, and we tried to, we could talk about spring training. We're going down to next weekend. Yeah, we'll be in Florida, and it's, as you know, it's God's waiting room. So we're going down to make reservations.
Drawn closer every day.
Here's we've been in the process of slowly recording a new project. They mentioned the last one was nominated for a Grammy, and we lost again.
The next one will be out in the next millennium is the progress we're making.
It's slow but reasonably sure. And this is one of the numbers, which John Starling knows more about than me. They don't hardly let me play on it, so. Except when he points, then I can play.
We actually ripped this off of Del McCurry. It's a neat song. It's got a lot of good images. It's called The Highway of Pain. Spoke to you, never
never speak again. As I walk down this highway of pain,
this highway of pain that ain't nowhere at all. Miles and miles of loneliness just trying not to fall. I swear I'll forget you, I won't even remember your name. As I walk down this highway of pain, as I walk down this highway of pain.
All right. Yeah, man, that was stellar there. You didn't play right at the right time.
That means I get a medal.
That's right.
How come you all get some sort of delivery? No thanks. I already had my French fry for tonight. Popcorn. And all those bottles of stuff. And I have nothing but fruit juice.
We voted to have you sing Hickory Wind, John.
Gee, thanks. Okay.
This is a tune that was done in my absence, but I decided we needed to relearn it, so it's one of my favorite songs. It was written by Graham Parsons when he was a freshman at Harvard, his only year there, a very troubled year, but he wrote this beautiful song called Hickory Wind.
In South Carolina, I remember the old trees that we used to climb. But whenever I'm lonely, I always pray to you. Started out young in most everything, all the riches and pleasures to get a start in life's game. But it makes me feel better each time it begins. Calling me home to the hickory wind. Calling me home.
Thank you very much. Isn't that a neat song? Been done by everybody, why not us? Did he bust something?
No, I didn't. He just didn't have it installed correctly.
Hey, man, bust a move. What that mean?
I certainly do, bitch.
I can tell we have a cerebral crowd here tonight, so we'll lay another one on you. One of my compositions written back in the folk boom when everybody was writing words about the canyons of your minds and everything was very metaphoric. Don't ask me what this song means. You have to think metaphor.
What's a metaphor?
It's called a metaphor boogie.
My mind's still a canyon.
He is a sly fox. No, sorry. Something like that. Canyons of your mind, anyway. This is called Gardens and Memories. Walking through my garden of memories, gathering the flowers from the past, and listening to the sounds of yesterday, knowing that nothing ever lasts. Sunflowers shining brightly in the sun. She was the one that I had known. And when she left what we had begun, I looked, my garden had grown. Sunshine, memories in the rain, walking till dreams were green. Yesterday, yesterday from sunshine and rain. Mary, how does your garden grow? Do you mind it every day? And will I die when the north winds blow, wondering where the children play? Sunflowers shining brightly in the sun. She was the one that I had known. And when she left what we had begun, I looked, my garden had grown. Sunshine, memories in the rain, walking till dreams were green. Yesterday, yesterday from sunshine and rain. Yesterday, yesterday from sunshine and rain.
Okay. What is that?
Through this?
Huh?
Yeah, through this.
Why? Do you have to go potty?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are we out of February yet? I don't think we are. No, we can't do wait a minute in February. February voices after a month of a cold. Unless we do it in about three steps down. Let's do this one. This is one of my favorite ballads. Requisition this from a stack of old George Jones records. Right. It's on the old train.
Could we have soft blue lights on this, please? Thank you.
George Jones, walk through this world with me.
Walk through this world with me. Go where I go. Share
need you so. In life we search, and some of us find. I've looked for you a long, long time, and now that I find you, new horizons I see. Come take my hand and walk through this world with me.
Bar, I like the way you excuse out for yourself and hanging on me. You know?
We acid grass. Actually, we don't. We never. We're not the best acid grass band in the world. It's probably better, but we like to try anyway.
Well, sometimes we are.
You don't sing through your nose. You
ready?
Get me a clothespin. I can handle that.
Are you ready?
Is that the starting line?
Way down on the Blue Mountains, way down where the tall pines grow, lives my sweetheart of the mountain. She's my little Georgia rose. It blooms in Georgia with the hair of God and hearts of truth. Way down the Blue Ridge Mountains, way down where the tall pines grow, lives my sweetheart of the mountains. She's my little Georgia rose. Georgia Road. We'd have to sing old songs together.
way down where the tall pines grow. Lives my sweetheart at the mountain. She's my little Georgia rose.
Thank you. Sorry to say I ran out of Robitussin today, too. Didn't have time to stop for a fix, but you're right, it's getting warm in here.
My ears are going out.
Anything else coming off, huh?
What? Wait a minute, this may be relevant.
What? This is called the Duff Adapter. It's the Duff Adapter. Invented by?
Usens.
Coleman.
It was my idea.
Well, you should, get a patent on
this. This is a special drink. It's like melted down butch wax with WD-40. Chase it.
Butch smooth.
Smooth.
That sounds smooth.
Oh, God, it's another relevant statement. What was that?
Here's a song about a flood. Mary, take the baby, river's rising. Muddy waters taking back the land. Old frame house, you can't take one more beating. Ain't no use to stay and make a stand. Morning light showed the water in the valley. Yeah, daddy's grave just went below the mountain. Things to save, you just can't take them with you. That old flood will swallow all we leave behind. I won't be back to start all over. Cause what I felt before is gone. Mary, take the baby, river's rising. Muddy waters taking back my home. Just one way to leave here. Yeah, turn my back on what I've left below. Ooh, shifting lands, broken farms around me. That old muddy water's changing all alone. Hard to say just what I'm losing. So all alone. Mary, take the child, rivers rise. Muddy waters taking back my home. Yeah, the muddy waters taking back my home. you.
All right, thanks. Thank you so much. Here's another one that was on our 20th anniversary album, I do believe. And it wasn't? It wasn't? What do you mean, raw? This isn't Lonesome Morning.
This isn't Lonesome Morning.
Just stand over there and be quiet.
This is Saturday and it's Carver.
That's right.
Chappahill.
Well, maybe that's why we had so much trouble finding this.
Oh, right. You thought we were in New Jersey.
We'd like to close this segment here with a little gospel tune. It features Mike on the rhythm guitar and Ben on the old Scruggs style guitar there in Shelby, North Carolina. This is one that T. Michael Coleman and Lou Reed wrote, and I've been thrown into the breach to sing it. It's called "Lord Have Mercy on My Soul." Oh Lord,
have mercy on my soul.
I
don't want to reap what I've
seen.
Don't send me to the fire down below.
Oh Lord,
have mercy on my soul.
I'd lost this morning in the wilderness. Lord, hear my plea for forgiveness. You saved Daniel from the den. You saved the world from sin. So when you call the roll, have mercy on my soul. Oh Lord,
have mercy on my soul.
I don't want to reap what I've sown.
Don't send me to the fire down below.
Oh Lord,
have mercy on my soul, on my soul.
I woke up this morning with an emptiness. Realize my faith for my weakness. And on my knees in despair. If this world's too much to bear, so take on its toll. Have mercy on my soul. Oh Lord,
have mercy on my soul.
I don't want to reap what I've sown.
Don't send me to the fire down below.
Oh Lord,
have mercy on my soul.
Have mercy on my soul.
I don't want to reap what I've sown.
Don't send me to the fire down below.
Oh Lord, have mercy on my soul.
Oh Lord, have mercy on my soul.
I don't want to reap what I've sown. Don't send me to the fire down below.
Oh Lord,
have mercy on my soul, my soul.
Yeah. Thank you. Y'all get up and stretch a while, and we'll do the same, or we'll sit down. Welcome again, Sugar Hill recording artist, the seldom seen.
One, two, three.
Boy, those bottles are like rabbits. They've multiplied.
Thank you.
old train. I can hear your whistle blow, and I won't be jumping on again.
Old train, I've been everywhere you go,
and I know what lies beyond these
walls. Old train, each time you pass, you're older than the last, and it seems I'm too old for it. I hear rusty wheels grate against the rails, they cry with every mile. Well, I think I'll stay a while. Old train, each time you pass, you're older than the last, and it seems I'm too old for running. I hear rusty wheels grate against the rails, they cry with every mile. Well, I think I'll stay a while.
Old train, I grow weary at the miles, and I'll miss the freedom that was mine.
Old train, just to think about those times,
I'll smile when you're highballing by.
Old train, each time you pass, you're older than the last,
and it seems I'm too old for running.
I hear rusty wheels grate against the rails,
they cry with every mile. Well, I think I'll stay a while. Here's a train 45 leaving Union Station as we speak.
Thank you.
Favorites, and probably one you would have requested if you'd have thought of it. It's written by Hank Williams, called The House of Gold.
Well, the people steal, they cheat and lie. For wealth and what it will buy. Don't they know on the judgment day half the gold and silver will melt away? Well, I'd rather be in a deep dark grave, and to know that my poor soul was saved, than to live in this world in a house of gold, and deny my God and do my soul.
right, man, with two gospel songs. Then we'll get the gospel songs out of the way. Then we'll get into the cheating and the drinking and those kind of things.
This is only semi-sacred.
Depends on what you mean by your lifeboat, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh God, he's
see,
loose.
They can play Between the Sheets here. You ever sit in Sunday school, I mean in church, and read all the hymns and put Between the Sheets after the titles? You ever do that for your own amusement?
No.
I always had Playboy sitting inside, you know.
Amazing Just Grace.
Kidding. Yeah.
Any of name any of them.
Let's read the title of mine.
Yeah. Right.
Boy, but Judy's loving this.
Let's do this.
Take me in a lifeboat.
Stand the red and storm. Take me in your lifeboat. Oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home.
Now come on, brothers, sisters, and don't fall asleep. Say, pray night and day, or you'll sink in the deep. Fathers and mothers are crying so loud. Say, Lord, won't you take us in your lifeboat?
Take me in your lifeboat. Take me in your lifeboat. It will stand the rain and storm. Take me in your lifeboat. Take me in your lifeboat. It bear my spirit home.
The clouds are so heavy, the winds are so loud. Thunder rolling, beckoning the clouds. They threatened the shipmate for what they had done. They took the dying sailor in the lifeboat.
Take me in your lifeboat. Oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will stand the ready storm. Take me in your lifeboat. Oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home.
Thank you.
His legendship will now swagger forth, and play another one of his hits. This one is the title. This is what we use when the boat from Columbia is stopped. This is called Spanish Grass.
Hey.
Thank you.
right here. Why don't you play Lorena right behind you? Yeah. Get your guitar,
Ben. Well, while his legendship is in rare form, here's another one, which we recorded, I think, on our 15th anniversary. That's because we've been around a while. Most of these songs are all available on the Sugar Hill label, which our illustrious president, Barry Poss, if he's still here and above the table, he stopped in before we went on and said hi. And took his entourage on elsewhere. He's that kind of guy.
What a guy.
He said, I'm not going to the Grammys, you're not going to win. Of course, he's right. Oh, but what the hell, we were nominated. So anyway, this is a beautiful thing, done beautifully, called Lorena. Here's one we always send out to Jim Baker. Mm-hmm.
a sentiment. Well, I tell you what I would do. Well, I'd quit my city, Lord, and I'd work on a building too.
I'm working on a building.
I'm working on the building.
I'm working on the building for my Lord, for my Lord.
It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building.
It's a Holy Ghost building
for my Lord, for my Lord.
See ya. Huh? I'm sorry, he keeps making noise with his guitar.
What like I used to do. We don't know it yet, Bart.
Like you. Yeah, we don't know it, so shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
Just slipped out. Actually, we're going to do another one of our choice. I hope you don't.
We've been fighting a big gun battle in Virginia, and we played a show in Richmond, and I let my politics get the best of me and made some statement about I was tired of Virginia being the arsenal of the East Coast. And the guy selling records out in the back said, this big guy with no teeth came up to him and says, are you with them? He went, oh, no. He said, don't ever do that again. And I was trying to introduce this song, which is one of my favorites. We did it on a live album some years ago.
Perhaps Soft Blue Lights would go nice again.
This, I'll try to get through this with my February voice. It's called Out Among the Stars. Well, it's midnight at a liquor store in Texas. Beneath the neon, close-up's just begun. When a boy walks through the door, points a pistol. He can't find a job. Oh, he's found a gun. He pulls it off, no trace of confrontation. He lets the old man run out in the street. And he knows that soon they'll come with guns a-blazing. And already he can feel that great release. Oh, how many travelers grow weary, bearing both their burdens and their scars. Don't you think they'd love to stop complaining? And fly like eagles out among the stars. Well, he pictures the arrival of the cruisers. Sees that old familiar anger in their eyes. He knows that when they're shooting at this loser, they'll be aiming at the demons in their life. Oh, how many travelers grow weary, bearing both their burdens and their scars. Don't you think they'd love to stop complaining? Yes, and fly like eagles out among the stars.
Okay. Blue Ridge, I'm sorry, John hasn't, shall we say, learned or relearned.
You have to come see Jonathan Edwards. I'm not about to touch his version of that.
I don't know why. You certainly could. Oh.
Bitch.
It's an F. You tell we played it recently.
No, we haven't played this in a while, and we thought we'd do it for our own amazement. That means to see if we can get through it.
Cheers.
How's the Butchwax holding up?
It's just smooth today.
We have Michael Coleman forward and into the vocal microphone again.
Yep. We'd like to dedicate. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Go ahead.
We'd like to dedicate this to the MC. They asked that we do it. This is one that I did on a solo album, but we have made it ours, as they say. It's called the Carolina Star. Back in the hills, those slow-rolling hills, North Carolina comes close to the stars. Living a lady, she's shining so high, they call her the Carolina Star. She works at the factory from Monday through Friday. She's raising $3 alone. Daddy's away, and he's chasing a dream. They're waiting for the day when he comes home.
Oh, oh, Carolina, even stars get lonesome now and then. Oh, oh, Carolina, don't you worry, he'll be coming home again.
Playing his songs down in Nashville. He's picking for tips in a bar. Well, he's broken all along, but he ain't ready to come home. He's gonna be a country singing star, yes, he is.
Oh, oh, Carolina, even stars get lonesome now and then. Don't you worry, he'll be coming home again.
Sometimes she wakes up just thinking of him. She remembers him beside her in the night. Out across the hills, that old moon has settled in, and those Carolina stars are shining bright.
Oh, oh, Carolina, even stars get lonesome now and then. Oh, oh, Carolina, don't you worry, he'll be coming home again.
Yes, he loves you and he's coming home again.
Certainly enjoyed being here tonight after we found it. I'm not saying that because we've been here, I think, twice before, and we came from a different direction. We were given new directions, and they hoped we'd wind up in Charlotte. But we found our way. So, here's one we always do by popular demand. That's you're my kind of guy. Perhaps you'll sing along with this.
Do I need to sing on this?
You need to sing on this?
Yes, I do. I
pull the microphone down to your waist.
I think I need to.
All right, man.
Rip it up.
Yep.
Ready.
Well, I know you're not gonna miss me when I've gone.
I laid down last night, Lord, could not take my rest. I laid down last night, Lord, could not take my rest. My mind was wandering like a wild geese in the west.
That old sun's gonna shine in my back door someday.
Shine on that man.
Thank you.
But I know you right are gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Yeah. Ready, man?
Yeah. Well, I know you right are gonna miss me when I'm gone.
We're going to break a rule and do Wait a Minute in February. I got a lot of guts to try this.
You interfere too. I just plugged into my IV. Could we have maybe a soft fuchsia light this time? Yeah, 60-watt bulb. Backstage, you only allow light for 10 minutes. I'm just kidding. This is a wonderful place, and you're a wonderful audience. You really are. Give yourselves a hand.
I've been trying to get him to do that. He said, "Oh."
I think it's a monthly visit from Mr. Cranky or something.
Now. I think that was a sexist remark.
I'm from North Carolina, they don't like stuff like that.
Tell me about it. Did I hear you say you're going far away? Try to change it. I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Do on the road, get the music done, and move along. What good does it do when you play songs for her and hear her say? Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. You're rolling along, life's been good to you. But even so, she comes to you. Late at night's the time you hear her say, once again. Wait a minute, didn't hear you say you're going far away again. Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Without a rest, I gotta hold on. 25 to go, and once again, I'll hear you say, hey, wait a minute. Did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it. I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Wait a minute. Did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it. I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Thank y'all very much. Have a safe ride home.